Welcome back to Story Molder. I'm Vern. Today's story is entitled Go, Live in Peace. One night, one quiet night, the jungle slept until the loud sound of gecko here, gecko here, gecko here. All that noise woke Tiger, chief of the jungle. He opened one yellow eye and growled.
Gecko, what do you want? It's the middle of the night. Why are you not sleeping?
I've come to complain.
Complain about what? You spend most of your time lazing around, just sleeping and eating. Even when you're hungry, all you have to do is flick out your sticky tongue and pull a mosquito into your mouth. What's the problem, Gecko?
It's the fireflies, Gecko said. All night long, they've been flying around, flashing their lights on and off in my eyes. They're keeping me awake, flashing and flickering and flickering and flashing. I haven't slept for days. It's very annoying. You're the chief of the jungle. Please, talk to them and make them stop.
Okay, I'll talk to the fireflies.
And he set off to find the fireflies. As Tiger slowly walked through the jungle looking for fireflies, he was enveloped by the musical night noises like frogs croaking and what seemed like millions of insect sounds. It was serenity to his ears. Finally, Tiger spotted fireflies in the distance, flickering and flashing their lights.
Fireflies, Gecko said that you have been interrupting his sleep, flashing and flickering your light all night long. Is that true?
Yep, we do flash our lights all night, replied the fireflies. But we're so sorry that it's annoyed someone. We're trying to help Woodpecker alert everyone. We heard him pick, 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 pick out a warning of danger. So to help, we have been blinking our lights on and off.
Oh, I see. Thanks, I'll go talk to Woodpecker.
Tiger found Woodpecker pecking away against a tree just before daybreak.
Woodpecker! Woodpecker! The firefly said that you have been rapping and tapping and tapping and rapping, drumming out a warning. Is this true?
Yes, I have, said Woodpecker, puffing up his feather. I provide a good service. Clearly, my efforts are not appreciated. He looked directly at Tiger. I heard that beetle rose manure right across the path. I warned the jungle animal so that no one would step in it.
Oh, okay. Well, that is very helpful. Thank you.
As Tiger turned to walk away, he said,
I'll go talk to Beetle then. Thanks again, Woodpecker.
It was easy to spot Beetle on the jungle path in the moonlight. His back gleamed like polished metal.
What's all this? Woodpecker says you're rolling filthy manure from place to place. What's up with that, Beetle?
Yes, I have to, Beetle replied. Water buffalo drops pile of dung all over the path. He leaves a trail wherever he goes. If I don't clean it up, everybody else will have to deal with this disgusting situation that he leaves behind. Excuse me, I got to get to work. Beetle bustled on past Tiger.
Okay, thank you, Beetle. I'll go to see Buffalo then.
Buffalo was still asleep in a pool of mud when Tiger approached.
Buffalo! Beetle says you have been leaving your manure all over the path. Is this true?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do leave manure all over the place. But, sir, it's helpful, sir. I'm providing a service. I fill potholes created by rain with manure every afternoon. I don't want anybody to trip, fall, or get hurt.
I see, Buffalo. Thanks.
Tiger was beginning to lose patience.
I'll go ahead and hear what Rain has to say.
Tiger climbed the highest peak on the island, the highest mountain, and the home of Rain. Tiger climbed and climbed and he climbed. He climbed through the thick intertwined jungle, woodland, bushes, vines, and then he climbed some more. Finally, he came to a mountain peak covered with soft, smooth grasses. He was so tired, he sat down to rest. From the mountaintop, he saw a beautiful sun rising. He smiled. He looked down the mountain and saw the jungle spread out for miles and miles. Flamboyant, colorful flowers dotted the landscape. Wild orchids, climbing lilies, trumpet of violet blue, and brilliant flame-red plants filled the canvas. The smells were aromatic, and the sounds of running streams, waterfalls, and tinkling water soothed his ears. He said to himself, "There is no need to ask why rain rains." Tiger smiled again. He walked to the spring and hooked his tired legs in it. He sat in it for a minute and watched as the water made its way down to the larger body of water, which sustained every living thing in its path, even the tiniest mosquitoes. Before he headed back down the mountain, he took a big drink from the spring and went to find Gecko. It was getting dark when Tiger found Gecko. Gecko saw Lion and he said aggressively, "Well, did you talk to the fireflies? They're still flashing and flickering on and off. Did you tell them to stop?"
"Gecko, listen very carefully. The fireflies flashed their light to pass on Woodpecker's warning. Woodpecker warns everyone not to step in the dawn. Beetle clears up excess dawn left by buffalo. Buffalo leaves manure on the path to fill up the holes made by rain. Rain makes holes in the path as he creates streams and lakes and puddles. Puddles where mosquitoes live." "Yeah, mosquitoes."
"Oh."
"Gecko, what do you eat?"
"Mosquitoes," said Gecko.
"So?"
"So?" repeated Gecko.
"Yes, if rain stopped raining."
"Yes," said Gecko.
"Buffalo could stop filling holes."
"Uh-huh," said Gecko.
"And Beetle could stop rolling down."
"Yes," said Gecko.
"And Woodpeckers could stop pecking."
Said Gecko. "And the fireflies could stop flashing," said Gecko.
"Yes, Gecko."
"But I would have nothing to eat," said Gecko.
"Exactly, Gecko. Everything in this world is connected. Go and live in peace with fireflies."
So Gecko stuck himself upside down underneath a branch of a tree. He closed his eyes and went to sleep. The fireflies flickered and flashed. Tiger snored. Thank you for coming back to listen to another wonderful story. Come back as often as you like. I'll be happy to have you. Goodbye for now.